voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Very good.
So I have a lot of questions actually for you. I was very excited to have you on this morning, as I am every week, but I was really excited to talk about, honestly, COVID. I'm very confused by COVID in the last month. First and foremost, my biggest question, why did we see the highest number of infections in November compared to April or March? And I ask that because we knew less back then. No one was really wearing masks other than healthcare workers and essential workers. No one was really social distancing. So it just seems like people will look at you and you get COVID now. Like, is it stronger? What happened?
It's very interesting. So one is that, yes, it is a very infectious virus. So by that means, and I guess people can say, yeah, that's obvious. But what I mean by that is that, you know, some viruses you can come in contact with and you don't get it. There's a lot of viruses actually that you come in contact with and you may have never had it, and you come in contact with it and you don't get the infection, you don't get the clinical syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually not one of those. So this is one of those that if you do come in contact, in particular mask off, you come in contact, you know, two people mask off, the likelihood that you're going to get it is really high. And the likelihood that you're going to get it within family members is also really high. So the difference between April and now really comes down to the aspect of lockdown and quarantine. And if you remember in April, everything was shut down. There was no interactions with people whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That actually pretty much ended probably the end of summer. So we started having more interactions with each other. And having more interactions with each other inevitably would lead to the possibility of getting the infection. In particular, we were also concerned about this, is that people were getting a little bit of mask fatigue. People were getting sort of sick of not seeing each other. And I think there was probably a little more contact than we probably should have had, especially without masks on. And if you remember in October, at least around Halloween, and a lot of the Halloween parties and the gatherings were a lot of people without masks, thinking if they were outside, they were fine. Which was not exactly the case, especially in the evening. So it ended up doing that way. So what happened in October and then leading into sort of our big uptick in November is that we started getting isolated cases. Universities were back in. Not that the universities are the issues, but sort of the parties after were probably more of the issue. So there was a lot more contact and socialization that were going on as people were getting in contact with each other. It was sort of isolated cases. But then what was happening is that those isolated cases ended up bringing them home to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we saw, instead of seeing sort of these isolated single one-offs, what we saw is that a very infectious virus going back to the home, and once it got to the home, infecting, instead of one person being infected, now five people were infected or six people were infected. Everyone
yes.
who actually gathered were now
That's what we
positive.
Went through. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody, everyone knows that you've basically become a member of our family because I think you've tested half of us in a matter of a week. So, yeah, that's what happened in our house.
And what happened with you, Melissa, is sort of what's happening throughout the country is that, people were socializing and way to go. And then remember, we haven't shut down everything. We're still trying to keep, a connection, which again is important as long as people are, following the rules and wearing their masks. And we have seen a decline in the positivity rate. So it is coming down, the positivity rate. But again, I think it had to do with that. And then obviously the other piece is that in April, we didn't have any testing.
So
you're hearing these positivity rates, but remember we have you can get tested on any any street corner. I mean,
right? No, that, you know? That no. But it's true. No, it's funny. You talk about this day in and day out, and then it's like, you're right. We weren't really testing, and when we were, I mean, God, we're putting out 300,000 tests a week now. I mean, we were lucky if we could get like 30,000 tests done in like a month. So no, you're absolutely right. That's very true. I appreciate that. Now, here's a question I have, because I remember we talked about this a couple months back. It was my understanding that there was only, as far as we know, this isn't like the flu where you have multiple strains of COVID, and that it was pretty rare to get COVID twice. But I've got to be honest with you, Dr. Brown. So my dad's now gotten COVID twice in this calendar year, and a friend of mine who's a teacher in Bridgeport, she just contracted COVID a second time and just had it in June. Is there possibly a new strain of COVID, or is it just that we're learning, you know, constantly that this is changing, and in fact your immunity is not as long as we may have initially thought?
So it's really tricky to know, and I don't think we're going to know until well after this.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that, you know, because we don't test for other things, we know that the positivity rate of COVID-19, so the testing, I should say, the testing is very, very sensitive. And by sensitive, I mean that if you have any amount of genomic particle from the virus in your nares, in your nose, then it's going to test positive. And there's been enough studies to show that that positivity can last almost as long as 6 months. I think 3 months is sort of the kicker, but it can be quite a while that you'll end up having that positivity. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have the infection. It just means that the virus is still detectable. And it's sort of a big difference. So the question it comes about, not, you know, and there may be a reinfection, but I think the bottom line is it the positivity that was from before, or is it another virus? Because we're still in the middle of the virus season. So we're still, you know, this is in October, November, December, January, February. These are the big times. These are the times which viruses are spread quite a bit. And we haven't been seeing a lot of those, but they do kind of crop up. So distinguishing between another upper respiratory tract infection in COVID-19 becomes really tricky because the test is so sensitive. So again, I think we're going to have to tail that out. But to your question as having a new strain, no, there isn't a new strain. The current strain itself has actually probably been mutated to be a little bit less virulent. So I mentioned infectious, meaning it's easier to get. Virulent, meaning it's not as pathogenic. So it doesn't cause a lot of, severe effects. And we've noticed that that's actually declined. So of the people who have actually gotten it, the hospitalizations and the deaths are considerably lower than they were in April.
Okay. And my last question, Dr. Brown, just because this was my first day actually back in the studio in 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, I came back to work today. Like, I was working from home, but now I'm back in the studio. And already the two people who work the morning shift with me who are on different stations, they're avoiding me like the plague, which I understand. But I just want to clarify for people,
yes.
If you are COVID-free after your 10 days, no symptoms, no fever for 24 hours, I can't spread it to anybody here. Like, I'll wear a mask still, obviously, but like,
yeah.
I can't give it to anybody, and I also can't contract it at this point, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm just
that
making sure. All right. So
yes,
I'm going to go yell down the hall and tell them to stop avoiding me like I've got the plague.
So we are still recommending that, you know, and again, I think we have to follow just because, you know, it really sets an example.
Sure.
And you can't walk around with sort of your results on your back and say, or in your chest and say, hey, you know, I'm COVID negative or I'm COVID positive and it's already passed.
Right.
Yes, that is correct. You are no longer infectious. After 10 days, where you no longer have any, you know, the fevers have resolved, the symptoms have improved, you're no longer infectious. We're going to probably whittle that down later on and see exactly how long a person is infectious. But I think being conservative, that 10 days is actually very accurate in the aspect that it's not there. And I think, again, that's the confusion. This is why the CDC has not recommended retesting. Kind of what we were talking about before is that if you retest, the likelihood is that you can be positive still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just looking for the genetic code. It is not looking for a living organism.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not looking for a living organism, then it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that's there. So it really is the clinical symptoms. So if your symptoms are resolving and it's not gone, because again, as everybody knows who's had the flu or a bad bronchitis,
right.
You know, symptoms can last for a while.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're improving, and the fever has resolved. The fever is the big one. So as long as the fever is gone, that's really important.
Well, you make me feel better. Thank you so much, Dr. Fred Brown of Griffin Health. We'll talk again next week.
Very good, Melissa. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.